dumbed down. Spelling standards are falling. Most universities have a long-standing reputation as centres for academic excellence. But if they're not careful, they could end up becoming centres of ridicule. Spelling errors among university students are reaching an embarrassing level. In fact, the frequency of the mistakes has become so bad that just recently a group of concerned professors decided to publish the blunders online. The mistakes were taken from undergraduates' tests and final papers. Some of the errors included laxative enforcement policies instead of lax enforcement policies and scapegoats instead of scapegoats. Rob Stewart, a professor at the University of the West of England, Bristol, was confident his students would be able to spell the word alcohol. So, naturally, he was disappointed when one student wrote alcohol, other undergraduates wrote whom for womb and abominous instead of abominable. But it isn't just university students whose standards are dropping. MP Jim Knight is Minister of State for Schools and Learners, and his blog is full of spelling mistakes. Some of these include pernionses instead of pensioners and receiving instead of receiving. When asked to explain what was going on, Knight said, "I'm normally a good speller. I just need to get better at checking it." But who's to blame? Some say it's the fault of the English language. After all, with so many words with illogical spellings, it's no wonder that even native speakers get it wrong. But others say it's a sign of the times. With increased technology leading to a lowering of standards, particularly as a result of simplified spellings in emails and text messages. Most people just don't seem to care about spelling. It's seen as something unimportant. The message is seen as central and key to communication, and spelling takes a back seat to that, explained Kevin Blunkett, a geology professor from the University of London. But when it comes to university students, we should expect more from them. If things continue like this, the status of the academic profession will be put into question, and we can't have that.